Welcome to the Packish News Podcast. Today, we're diving into a significant economic development that's on everyone's mind, the recent drop in gold prices across Pakistan, just in time for Eid al-Fitr.
That's right, Host One. It's big news for consumers and investors alike. The price of 24-karat gold per tola has fallen below the psychological barrier of 500,000 Pakistani rupees.
Indeed. The latest figures show a substantial decrease of 24,300 Pakistani rupees, bringing the price down to 499,462 Pakistani rupees per tola. This is a notable shift in the market.
This local price drop isn't isolated. It's a direct reflection of a decline in the global bullion market, impacting gold values worldwide.
Experts point to a stronger U.S. dollar and signals from the U.S. Federal Reserve regarding potential interest rate increases as key factors driving this global downturn in gold prices.
For Pakistani buyers, especially those planning Eid purchases, this presents a timely opportunity to buy jewelry or make investments at a more favorable rate.
Dr. Salman Shah, an economic analyst, suggests this trend indicates global economic stability, leading investors away from gold towards more profitable assets.
Haji Harun Rashid, president of the All Pakistan Sarafa Gems and Jewelers Association, confirmed the drop, calling it a welcome development for local buyers ahead of Eid.
He anticipates this price reduction will boost local demand, bringing increased activity and vibrancy to the jewelry markets across the country.
However, investment advisor Fawad Raza cautions long-term investors. He advises vigilance, as gold prices remain sensitive to global geopolitical situations and inflation pressures.
The future trajectory of gold prices will depend on global economic conditions, the strength of the U.S. dollar, and the value of the Pakistani rupee. Geopolitical events also play a role.
So, while it's a golden opportunity for Eid shoppers, long-term investors should proceed with caution. That's all for today from Packish News. Join us next time.